This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Nick Ashew and Chris Mack. Catch us on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app as well, nationwide on the BetQL Network. We've continuously insulted each other's teams throughout like every break. So the show just kind of continues. I know that's not showing up on Twitch, but if it does by mistake, well, you're just going to hear us insulting our team. So that's how today's going to go.
You won't even know that we're in a break if it were to somehow happen. You'll just be like, oh, the guys are continuing to do the show. Okay. Sounds like what they've been doing for the first hour.
Yeah. Well, it started last night when Scott Lynn texted us both like, hey, you're doing the show together tomorrow. And you and I have done some shows. You've come on my CBS Sports Radio show as well. Like, so we've done some stuff. We're familiar with each other. And then we just started going off on each other. And he was like, oh, okay, this will be fine tomorrow. Yeah, we're good. Like, we've worked together enough where we know each other.
It's kind of like that thing, too, where nobody can bully my cousin except my cousin, right? Like, that's my little brother. You're in that elite fraternity, not so elite fraternity of teams with very average starting quarterbacks.
Like, no,
I don't want to hear from you in Cincy or Kansas City. No. We're in a special little club where we get to make fun of each other, because I don't want to hear from you people who know who your quarterback is.
And by the way, it's really exciting to be put in the average quarterback category for a change in Washington. That's a step up. That's an improvement. So this is great. I'm like, average? Okay. This will work just fine for me.
Welcome to the fun of 8-9, 9-8, Nick.
Still can't get used to that 17 games. Like, really, I know it's been a year. It still drives me nuts. So let's look at the AFC South now, with Indianapolis the favorites at -106 to win the division. Their win total set at 10. You got Tennessee. Then, interesting enough, of course, Tennessee, we know, has been really a very good team under Mike Vrabel in the few years that he's been there. They're +145, so they got the second best odds. And then you go way down the list with one team that's on the upward trend of their rebuild. They have an actual adult that's a head coach now in Jacksonville, 7-1 to win it. They maybe will actually see the best in Trevor Lawrence this year. And I do want to point out what the Chargers did for their release, their schedule release video, the anime.
Oh,
did you
amazing.
See what they did for Jacksonville? When they showed, for people that don't know, when they showed, because every team does this on social media, they put out a big video, here's our schedule release. And I give these teams credit, because there's always some really creative stuff every year. The Chargers decided to do like an anime cartoon that was every single, you know, team that they're playing and that whole bit that they do. When they hit week 3 and them playing Jacksonville, they had a picture of a cartoon sitting on a bar stool in a pink shirt and khaki shorts with a Jaguar's head looking at what looked like was being framed in a camera where it said record. And all it was a big middle finger to Urban Meyer. And it's just this. I mean, just beautiful. I love when teams' social media teams just troll other organizations. It's fun. We should have more of that.
Even the ones that were less creative, like I saw the Lions schedule release video. It was like one of those self-defense classes you would go to, right? And it was this guy, you know, some of it was funny, some of it wasn't. But when they got to the Jaguars, he just looked at the camera and said, "You're used to surviving urban warfare already." And they just cut to the next week. It was like, my God, everybody has it out for urban.
And by the way, the only people that thought that was going to work was maybe Urban Meyer, maybe not even Urban Meyer, and Shad Khan. That's it. Nobody else looked at that and said, Urban Meyer's going to be a great NFL head coach. He really cares. He really cares about. No, we knew. I didn't expect it to be that bad, but I was like, he's got one season there and he's gone. I didn't expect it to spiral out of control the way that it did. But you have to at least now, right? You look at Jacksonville and say, they're going to improve just because there's a grown-up in charge as a head coach.
Part of me really wishes Shad would have sort of handed Urban off to Tony Khan and let him use him as like some like real. He would have been a great heel in AEW, right? Like he shows up and he just starts ripping promos on all these wrestlers. Jericho comes out and spears, whatever. In all seriousness, Jacksonville can't be worse, right? Like you would hope that Trevor Lawrence's first year, you would hope that Trevor Lawrence's first season wasn't a complete and total waste. That if nothing else, his on-field experiences would help give him some sort of muscle memory or recall to the situations he was put in as a rookie, and that he'll be able to improve on those. We know they went out and spent money in free agency. They're another one that, much like the Jets for the last few years, you look at him and say, come on, 6 wins? Really? But 6 is not entirely crazy, I don't think, when you look at the Jaguars, the natural improvement that should happen. And you look at their schedule as well. Like, for example, they open up in Washington.
That might be a W right there. Watch it. By the way, that was one of the biggest concerns last night when these games were coming out, though it kind of leaked earlier in the day, was we don't really know what Jacksonville is. Oh, and Carson Wentz, by the way, the last game he played was Jacksonville, and they were eliminated from the playoffs. He was on NFL Network last night, and that was brought up. And he's like, well, you know, the game didn't go the way we wanted. By the way, there is no more obnoxious crutch phrase in sports than the game didn't go the way they wanted. The game didn't go the way we wanted. I hate it. It needs to be banned from conversation. I cannot stand when people use that phrase. It is a cop-out, and it drives me insane. But it's exactly what he brought up. And look, Jacksonville at 6.5 wins. I'm more comfortable taking the over 6.5 for Jacksonville's win total than the Jets at 6.
Than the Jets?
Because Trevor Lawrence has a better opportunity. Trevor Lawrence was a better college quarterback. I know it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good in the NFL, but when you watch Trevor Lawrence, you said, that guy is a future Hall of Fame quarterback if he can just be in a good system. And we know situation matters for quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks. You watch Zach Wilson and you're like, well, he's a little smaller. You know, he's a little bit of a wild card, the way that he plays at times and runs around. There's going to be more of an adjustment period for Zach Wilson than there is for Trevor Lawrence. And you've got Doug Peterson there and multiple coaches on his staff that were former quarterbacks that are really going to help Trevor Lawrence improve. Now, clearly Washington as 4-point favorites is going to win Week 1. So how dare you? But I actually really like the prospects for Jacksonville to at least show improvement going from 3 wins last year to even to hitting that over. Now, that's a big jump. 6.5 is a big number, but if I was to look at them, between the Jets and them as two teams hitting the over on their win total, I'd go Jacksonville over the Jets.
Well, look, you've got Houston twice, right? That should be, in all honesty, 2 wins for the Jags.
Who, by the way, lowest win total in the NFL, 4.5, as expected. They are not trying to win games. They want a quarterback next year.
Exactly. So Houston twice on the schedule, right? You've got the Giants in there, which is maybe. You got Detroit in there, even if it's on the road. You got the Jets on there on the road, but still, they're the Jets. So, you know, I would pencil in at least 5, to be quite honest, for Jacksonville, because again, I've smashed your Washington Commandos a couple times, but in all honesty, I could
disrespectful.
I know I could see that being a win for Jacksonville. So I get them to 5 or 6 wins. I don't want to say easily, but again, just based off the natural improvement that should happen for Trevor Lawrence in year 2 and for everybody with Urban Meyer being out of the building.
Here's one of the tough things though. If you're looking at Jacksonville's schedule midway through, that's going to hurt them getting to that, because they got to get to 7 wins if they're going to hit 6.5. So to get to 7 wins, you're still going through, like you mentioned, the Colts twice. Okay. Yep. fine, but that's a division game. Division games are weird because you see the team more than once. So sometimes you have these weird situations where a team that's a 7 or 8 point dog goes out and wins outright. And it just happens. Like we see it all the time in division games. But, you know, I'm looking at the Chargers for them is their third game of the year. Okay, the Chargers are going to be tough, but then there's even that midseason of Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Ravens. That's four straight games, and that's four good teams. And I understand that the Raiders win total sitting at 8.5, and some people are kind of forgetting that they were a 10-win playoff team last year, and Derek Carr continues to get disrespected, but they're playing in the toughest division in football, and they're going to be pretty much battle-tested this entire season because they're playing everybody else in their division. So when Jacksonville plays that stretch right there, that's likely four straight losses for them. That's really going to mean they're going to have to make up for that on the back end if they want to hit that over.
Well, or in on the front end. You know, we may know a lot about the Jags before they get to that Denver game. I think it's in London, right? So I kid with you about Washington, but again, I consider that a little bit of an up-in-the-air game.
I mean, listen, it's possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility because Carson Wentz could start quivering and be afraid of them and go, oh, God, I remember what happened last year. And he's having, like, these flashbacks to last season, and then he throws three interceptions and tell you, everybody in Washington's panicking, and they're asking for Taylor Heinicke to start. And by asking, I mean screaming for him.
So in the first seven games, they've got Washington, they've got Indy twice. You just mentioned a very good point about divisional games, and we remember what happened in Week 18 last year. Is Matt Ryan necessarily that much better than Carson Wentz? Okay, so let's give them one of those two Indy games, Jacksonville. Let's give them Washington, and then let's give them the Giants. We're at three all of a sudden. Let's give them Houston, that's four, and you never know with Philly. I think Philly's defense being much improved, that's not an easy spot for Jacksonville to go up there and win at the Link. But let's say something crazy happens. They're four or five wins before they even get to the midway point of the season. That would be the perfect scenario for the Jags.
God, you're really high on the Jags now, aren't you? You were like, no, ready just, to go. You're like, five just, wins by the midpoint. We're good. Like,
I'm just trying to paint that pretty picture.
Of the year if that happens. But this isn't the trap that we get into, right? We're at this point, we're sitting here in May, but we've got everybody's schedule now. Win totals are one thing when you don't have a schedule. Now that we have the schedule out, like you get at least a little more of an idea of where a team's going to be. You know, Houston sitting at 4.5, I would probably take the under there. I just don't – like, here's the thing when they talk about tanking. Players don't tank, but organizations do. So what they'll do is just put out the worst possible roster and try their best to lose games. But everybody out there is going to desperately try to win. The one thing about Houston last year to keep in mind, I like the under 4.5 in their win total, but they covered a lot last year because they played hard and they had big, big spreads where it was double digits on a consistent basis. And they would cover those double digit spreads because they just played really, really hard last year.
And over the course of the last 6 to 7 weeks, once Davis Mills got back in there as the starter, he wasn't terrible. He certainly wasn't as bad as he was the first few weeks, right? When he got a chance to get back in there, he was, I guess is the biggest compliment you could pay, serviceable, right? Which, again, if you're the Texans, it's a bit of an upgrade.
I'm really curious to see how Davis Mills actually does play this year because we're laughing last year for a while where they're like, oh, yeah, they really like this kid. And then you watch him and you go, you know, besides his really long neck, he's actually not bad. He's not terrible. Now, he's probably a career backup, but he's not bad. But by the way, I can't get over the long neck. It's the longest neck I've ever seen on a human being. It's just
besides resembling an ostrich, he's a wonderful guy.
Sticks his head down in the dirt all the time, though. It's very, very weird how he does that, but he gets away with it. So
doesn't move plenty more of the AFC.
Can we just get a gif of that, of Chris just doing what he's doing right now? What's wrong with you? That was way too accurate. We're going to talk to Jeremy Kahn next about the AFC North and where that might be the second best division in football. We'll talk to him next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.